friend. When you're born again, you'll act right. Hallelujah to God. Because you had a transformation. You've been changed from dark to light. Got a new life. Hallelujah to God. The Bible, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, but all things become new. You're a new creature in Jesus Christ. Got a new walk. You got a new talk. You can testify, I've been born again. Hallelujah to God. I got some joy now. I got some joy. I was bound, but the Lord set me free. I'm able to testify and tell the goodness of God. I love you. There's a time I didn't like him, but now I like you now. Because God is in my heart. God in love today. Hallelujah to God. It's time. If it's such ourselves, look at ourselves and see if we're in the will of God. Hallelujah to God. Let me tell you one thing, church. Doesn't matter how much you go to church. You got to love your neighbor. Got to treat your fellow man right. Am I right about that? Got to treat your husband right. Got to treat your wife right. Is that right? Hallelujah to God. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Hallelujah to God. I want to tell you today, it's time to get right with God. It's time to make it right with God. Trouble all over the land. Trouble everywhere. Hallelujah to God. The daughter against the mother. The mother against the daughter. The son against the father. The father against the son. It's time to straighten up and tell God, I want to be saved according to the Bible. I need a transformation. I need to be changed. I want the Lord to help me. Hallelujah to God. Ain't God real? Ain't it real? Yeah, I'm glad one day I found the Lord. Only one day I found the Lord. I got a new mind. I got a new commitment. Hallelujah to God. The Lord changed my heart. He changed my mind. I can testify that Jesus is all right. He's all right today. He's my healer. He's my healer. He's my friend. He's my doctor. He's my lawyer. Hallelujah to God. Oh, glory. Ain't it real today? Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. You see, Jesus, he told what to preach. He didn't preach repentance for the midst of sin, and you shall see the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what the Bible said. When you repent, you go to the upper room and tell the Lord, I want you to save my soul. Hallelujah to God. I need a transformation. My heart needs to change. My mind need to change. I'm going to stay right here. Tell the Lord, have mercy on my soul. I know, God, I'm not right. I know I'm not right. I want you to fix me, fix my heart, and fix my mind. Yeah, you said in your word, who's ever called on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I'm calling on you, Jesus, Jesus, the Lamb of God, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, Mary's God, Jesus, Joseph God. I'm calling on you. I need you, Lord. I need you every hour. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. And you just sing a song. The sun is almost down. The sun is almost down. It's time to make it right for the sun go down. Ask the Lord to help me. I want the Lord. I want his mercy. I want to treat my fellow man like I want to be treated. I want the Lord to give me my
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty, in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. To believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check, yes! A check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom, yes, and the security of justice. Yes. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time. From the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood, now is the time. Make government a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summer of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hoped that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people, for many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. To realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our bodies, heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the cities. We cannot be satisfied as long as the Negro's basic mobility is from a smaller ghetto to a larger one. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity for whites only. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote, and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. Yes! No, we are not satisfied.